It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
Show is back. Nick Wilson back on Afternoon Drive. Kayla Coljohn on the board. We got Jax Gregory, sweet young thang behind the glass today. Katie on the 2020s as well. And as it is a hump day.
Hump day. Hump day.
There we go. We got playoff baseball to talk about. We got Deshaun and the boys back in the building. Deshaun had some comments we're going to get to today as well. We start to look ahead to the Washington game as well. But across from me, once again, the next 2 days, Jason Stanford, former Indians pitcher. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great. It's fall season. It's October now. It's baseball football time.
Yeah, yeah. We will get into the idea of what baseball means to you. But I will tell you that I had something today. You know this. You're a father of teenage daughters. You understand that even when it's your own kid, it's a little bit of a test. I never realized the test of other people's teenage daughters. I walk my all my girls to their bus stop because it's not right out in front of our house. I walk them to their bus stops in the morning. And the good thing about the twins is it's much later than the high schooler. But the bad news is it's farther away. And so we're out in front of these two houses. Long story short, I'm not crazy about the location. Just the stuff around there. But for some reason, every kid that isn't my kid stands right in front of the two houses' driveway. And so most of the time, my philosophy is I'm not going to say a damn thing. They're not my kids. I feel awkward about saying something to other people's kids. Just because they don't know me, they don't know my tone, they don't know, and I'm a big guy, you know, most of the girls there are teen, you know, girls, so I'm already a little conscientious of that. Well, today, there are two girls, and I know one of the girls, because they're friends with my daughter, and the other girl, I've seen her there, I've said hi, but I don't really know her. Well, today, and this is an everyday thing, every day, someone has to tell these girls, don't stand in the driveway, because the people who live there are backing up. And so initially it was not my battle because my kids don't go there. And I was trying to I always hate the idea of like being too aggressive with somebody else's kids. Cause again, they don't know me. They don't know my tone. They don't know, you know, and I also don't want to, you know, make them not feel comfortable. But today it was so apparent. There was somebody backing up. They were getting there. It's the one lady has like little kids. So like she's trying to get to work, man. When I was that age, you're just trying to survive, right? So I was like, called out to these two girls standing there. Hey girls, why don't we go ahead and move out of the driveway and move just over onto the sidewalk? And both of them looked at me like I had three eyes, and they kind of inched to you understand? It's a double driveway, so they just inched closer to the center. And I waited, and I was like, actually, girls, there's a car backing up. I don't want you to get hurt. Let's move off the driveway altogether. And I'll be honest with you, man, they moved to the very edge of the driveway without actually getting off the driveway. And there was a moment, Jason, where I was like, do I go there? Because I do think if I lose my temper, it's only going to take one time. Because usually, in general, with anyone, if they see me get grumpy, it really only takes one time to get my point across. And instead, I did the thing that I don't know is much better. I just kind of stared at them until they moved. I did the thing where I like the Debbie Downer face where you're just like, really? I got to say it a third time. And after two uncomfortable minutes of me not breaking, they were like, okay, I get what you're saying, and moved off. And for the rest of the time, just had the attitude of ages that I would dare speak to them. And man, did it take my wife talking me off the ledge, because I was like, this is going to be a smackdown going on here. Yep. And thankfully, my wife is actually a nice person and a good person. And she was like, they're teenage girls, man. You're just going to have to fight for every inch with teenage girls.
The more and more I think about this, and I'm thinking back to Mr. Wilson, Dennis the Menace type style here, and you not losing your cool, though. You know, for those of you that don't know or have never seen Nick, he's 6'4", 6'5", and he is a scary figure.
Oh, thank you.
In a good way.
Yeah, no, and nobody believes that I'm right? a scary figure because they know me.
Oh, man. So for Halloween coming up soon, we're going to have to see what happens. But to have girls as well, I'm looking at this as, for me, where on my block where I used to live, everybody knows Mr. Stanford doesn't take any nonsense.
Mm-hmm.
I only have to do kind of the same thing. Just look, don't have to say a word, and they just do what they need to do, and that's move. So I would have loved to have been right there with you and just kind of seen the whole reaction to the girls doing it. But what about the lady backing up? What was she? I mean, did she say anything this morning, or was she just in a hurry?
Those ladies are so patient, and they use such a sweet tone with the kids. They're like, "Hey, could you back up for me?" And I'll be honest with you, that's the other part of this. What really grinds my gears. Now we're just going to lean right into it. What really gets me going is when somebody's being super courteous, and people just like, "Nope." Whether you're a teenager or not. It is, and I for 6 weeks, man, I've watched this play out, and both moms, because I usually see the moms and not the dads, both moms, "Hey, kiddos, can we get off?" And the kids just kind of inch to the side, and I don't know what broke in my brain today, but Vanessa actually came up with a really good point. My Vanessa, because we both have Vanessas
here. We do, yes.
But my Vanessa came up with a very good point, which was even if you do raise your voice, their parents know what kind of monster they have in their house as a teenage daughter.
Yes, very true.
And so I was like, it actually kind of comforted me to be like, because here's the thing. I think the other thing that stopped me was I didn't have a lot of time after the girls got on the bus, so I had to drive we drove them up instead of walk them up. I think I probably would have had I might have been more forceful had I been standing near them, because everybody walks around me like I'm Andre the Giant when I'm walking around them. So I think they were pushing their luck. I think they were trying to test, because I was in a car, like, is he going to get his fat ass out of the car? They were correct. I was not getting out of the car. I was not doing that.
So is this going to happen tomorrow, though? I mean, you're going to show up tomorrow. You're going to take your girls to the bus stop again. What's going to transpire tomorrow? I'm interested to see what happens tomorrow.
Tomorrow we're walking. And tomorrow I will be announcing my presence with authority, because the other thing that Vanessa, because I realized after the fact, I did the
girls.
I did the, and I'm like, I don't do that with my daughters. I'm like, if somebody's kids at my house and I'm worried about them, I have no problem using the dad voice and then being like, "Hey, sorry, I don't always realize my tone." I always realize my tone, but I have no problem doing that at my house. So I'm like, why didn't you just dad voice him? Like, in the end, this was a learning experience. It's like, I think if you had just been like, "Hey, move," I don't think I'd ever have to have this conversation again. So that's what tomorrow's setting up to be. If we're in the middle of the walking path, or if we're in the middle of the driveways, I think we're going to get a, "Hey, move." But I'm going to be standing 3 feet away from him, which might be the course correction and the overcorrection that gets me some sort of a bitchy text message or voicemail from somebody's parent, at which point I'll be like, "Your kid's a stubborn mule. You come down and deal with him."
Very true.
So that's what we got. Also, Robert saying, no joke, and of course, social media reactions on X, powered by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. This would be much more hilarious if you had a train horn and sold basically honked on the horn to scare the crap out of those kids blocking the driveway. I'm not bragging here because I am talking about intimidating teenagers or preteens. I think I actually might be more intimidating when I get mad than even a train horn.
Yeah, I want to see all of the above. I want to see you come with yourself with a train horn and then go full throttle on them.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I imagine that there will become a point here, and it's probably going to be it's cold because I get really grumpy when I get cold the morning. There's going to become a moment where if because it's the basic properties of escalation. If my escalating voice or my escalating demonstrations do not get through to you, at some point, I thought about like, because the only thing people, the dad voice, it doesn't work. Vanessa's the nicest person in the world. She has no problem going there with teenage girls because she was a teenage girl. So that's, I kind of do have the threat of, I'll use the dad voice, but if I get her to have to take a break at work to come down here, everybody's in trouble. Because moms are super smart. Moms will just talk to other moms. Whereas I'm like, I'm going to handle this. This is getting handled now. Vanessa will just text every mom in the neighborhood and be like, check your kid right now, please.
Well, and that's the scary part of it, right? You get mom involved. Mama Bear comes out and says, no messing around anymore. You need to be straight and center.
That is a little emasculating, though. Now that I thought about it, I think I'm just going to use the dad voice there. What would you guys do? Nessa, please come help me. Nick, you are 6'4" and you weigh 350 pounds. You got this. Believe in yourself. So playoff baseball is going on. We got a couple things to get into the Guardians. We'll react to the Deshaun Watson stuff we heard today. Some good stuff from Deshaun today. And a few things we can probably pick apart a little bit. But as you are the former baseball player, as you are... I don't like the way I said former, though. It's very accusatorial. What does playoff baseball mean to you?
So playoff baseball right now is it's everything, right? You play 162 games, and actually 161 games, to be exact, this year. But to be able to get to this point in the season, to have everybody healthy, I think is huge. But personally, for me, being a part of it, there is not a better feat to it. You have that feel of waking up, of knowing that you have something meaningful, especially being at home now. And I was a part of it in the minor leagues. We were able to win a couple championships in the minor leagues. I remember my first pro season, being a part of a couple where I went from A ball to double A and being able to win. And then the following year, pitching in a game that went 17 innings, in a playoff game. It was game 5. Of a playoff game in Buffalo. So, for me, I look back at 2007. That was, a team that I was a part of. And just knowing the camaraderie that we had in the clubhouse and how loose we were and how fun it was to just show up every day and know what you had in front of you.
What surprised me most is, and it always happens, it's never the same time every year. I think it was at Kansas City, the last Kansas City series after Pasquantino got hurt, where you needed to put them out of the division. And you did so. That to me is when it felt like the playoffs. I don't know where it was for you for this team.
It was actually for me. It was earlier because when I looked at August, this was the month where you kind of saw the team teetering, and they could have gone one way or the other, and they were able to regroup, and kind of lean on each other, and they got to September, and then they played really good baseball in September.
216-474-0092. So we are going to start there. We've had the Astros-Tigers conversation, not with Jason, but we're going to have a similar conversation about what's next for the Guardians, but from a different vantage point. We're going to get Jason's perspective on this coming up in the next segment. But J.P. Finley, 106.7 The Fan, host of B. Mitch in Finley, on The Fan there in Washington, D.C., NBC Sports in D.C. He joins us at 2:40 to get us ready for this Commanders game. We got Ross Tucker. Didn't say my name in the broadcast. Royally pissed, kind of, not really. But he's going to join us at 4. We'll get his thoughts on Deshaun's game, whether he thinks Deshaun is on the cusp of a breakout. Daryl Ryder coming up at 6. Jason Stanford's in with us today, though, guys. Lot to react to, a lot of Browns, a lot of Gardos. But what factors matter most in the Guardians coming away and coming out of the ALDS with a win? We'll take a look at that next with Jason on 92.3 The Fan.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.